我想和弟兄姊妹交通众弟兄信息的一些得着。
I would like to share with brothers and sisters what I have received from Brother Jones' message.
神界的弟兄给我们传达一个很重的负担。
The Lord has through all brothers shared his burden with us.
就是神想要得到一批长大成熟的基督徒，就是神的儿子。
That our Lord wants, that God wants to gain full-grown, mature sons.
这些儿子们是为了完成神的心意要活着的。
And these sons live for the purpose of God.
并且弟兄也交通了我们成为神的儿子们的这条路是怎样的。
And our brother also shared with us the way to become sons of God.
我觉得我们心中首先要有一个渴慕的心。
I feel first we have to have this desire in our hearts.
我们想要改变，我们想要长大成人。
That we want to be changed.
Yeah, 我们想要被改变，我们想要长大成人。
It's important that we want to be changed and we want to grow up to be fully grown.
满有基督长成的身量。
To have the grow up to the stature of Christ.
其实从身体上讲，绝大多数的小孩子都不想停留在小孩子的情形。
Physically, I'm sure no children would want to remain a child.
都想长快点长大。
They want to grow up fast.
但是从属灵上讲，绝大多数可能很多人信主后，并没有一个强烈的心愿，想要脱离婴孩，想要长大成人。
That spiritually, many prefer to remain babes in Christ.
或者其实许多人想要快点的属灵生命快速的成长。
Even as many probably want to grow up in Christ.
但是我们的路走错了。
But we walk in the wrong way.
我们的生命没有办法往上成长。
So our lives are not able to grow.
所以我们一方面要有渴慕的心，另一方面我们也需要走在对的路上面。
On one hand, we need to have the desire, and on the other hand, we need to be walking on the right way.
我觉得钟弟兄这次的交通给了我们很重要的提醒。
I feel Brother Jung, this time his message is a great reminder to all of us.
我想交通两点。
I want to share two points.
第一点就是弟兄提到我们想要得到对基督的真认识，必须要有旷野的经历。
Our brother shared with us that to truly know, to have the true knowledge of Christ, we have to have that experience of the wilderness.
神要把我们外面的倚靠拿走，让我们认识到自己的不够。
The Lord wants will take away our what we rely on outwardly and to trust in Him.
把我们带到单单的倚靠神。
To bring us to the point that we only trust in Him.
我们才能够认识到基督是我们的满足。
Then we can truly know Him, know Christ as our all-sufficient one.
我感觉神很怜悯我们。
I feel that God really have mercy on us.
在我们刚开始信主的时候，我们是没有办法自己进入旷野的。
That when we first believed in Him, we are unable to enter into the wilderness by ourselves.
因为我们已经习惯在这世上生活，用世界的方法来处理事情。
We are so used to living in this world, and we use worldly methods to solve our problems.
我们不懂得怎样单单的依靠神。
We do not know how to come and only rely on Him.
但是我们若有一点要主的心
，But if But if we have this heart for the Lord,
圣灵会安排环境把我们带到这样的经历里面。
The Holy Spirit will arrange our circumstances and bring us into all these experiences.
神会把我们这些天然的依靠都拿走。
He will take away our natural reliance.
神会让我们尝到主恩的滋味。
He will let us taste His goodness.
让我们知道主比这世上的东西更宝贵。
That the Lord is more precious than all these things in the world.
这些经历里面对主的认识可以帮助我们脱离对世界的捆绑。
And knowing the Lord and experience Him will set us free from the bondage of this world.
让我们对主有一个更加渴慕的心。
And also enable us to have a more desire for the Lord.
但是我们也很容易满足于一点这样的经历。
However, we are so easily satisfied with this little experience.
弟兄也提到圣灵不满足于我们只知道一点零碎的东西。
Brother also shared with us that the Holy Spirit is not satisfied that we only gain this little bit.
其实圣灵借着这些经历中我们对主的认识是为了把我们带入更亲密更深的对圣灵的依靠。
The Holy Spirit leads us into these little things in order for us to experience and also rely on the Lord even more.
弟兄提到了我们每天的小的事情对我们也是很重要的。
Our brother shared with us that little things in our daily lives is also very important.
我们要忠心地跟随圣灵的引导。
We need to faithfully follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
让基督的平安在我们心里面坐住。
That the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
第二点我想交上去。
The second point.
一个人想要长大成为神成为儿子们
For if a person wants to grow up to become a son of God
需要每天吃主的肉喝主的血
We need to daily eat of his flesh and drink of his blood
就是要每天背起十字架来跟随主
That is to take up our cross and follow him
其实舍己背十字架是有目的的
In fact, denying ourselves to bear the cross, there is a purpose
不是为了背而背
不是、it's not for the sake of just bearing
而是因为想要成为神的儿子
but it's that we want to become sons of God
想要主的生命从我们里面彰显出来
that we want to manifest the Lord's life
我之前有一个错误的认识
I have an incorrect understanding previously
总觉得需要等到一些大的环境我才可以背十字架跟随主
that I have to wait to feel like there's a big thing happening then I can bear my crossand follow the Lord.
其实不是这样的。
In fact, it's not this way.
圣灵每天都会安排给我们最好的环境。
Because the Holy Spirit will arrange the best circumstances for us every day.
罗马书八章二十八节。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.To those who are called according to his purpose.
我们要相信主的话。
We need to believe in God's word.
如果我们要等到一些大的环境再来学习功课。
If we wait till big things happen to learn lessons.
我们就错过了许多主要改变我们得到我们的机会。
Then we would have missed many opportunities that the Lord wants to correct us and to gain us.
如果我们有一个爱神的心
If we have a heart that loves God
我们每天留心看我们留心看每天的环境
Then every day we will pay attention to our circumstances
我们会看见神的手在这件事情或者在那件事情上面
We'll see God's hand in this matter, in that matter
可能我们遇到这些事情的第一反应都是错的
Maybe our first reaction it's wrong
但是当我们选择放下自己的权利
But if we choose to put down our own right
向主顺服接受主给我们的环境
And we submit to the Lord and accept the circumstances that the Lord has arranged for us
我们里面就会满了安息
Then in us there'll truly be peace
我们若如此的生活主的生命在我们里面就会成长
And if we live in such a way then the Lord's life would grow in us
我的想法
This is my sharing
接着交通。
Continue the sharing.
诗篇84篇里面提到了麻雀和燕子。
In Psalm 84, it mentions the sparrows and the swallows.
弟兄跟我们交通麻雀和燕子是指着我们的软弱说的。
And brother shared with us that the sparrows and the swallows point to our weakness.
麻雀是很喜欢埋怨和说闲话。
Sparrows like to murmur and also gossip.
燕子会随着天气改变。
And swallows, they change according to the weather.
弟兄也提到神是雅各的神。
The brother also shared us that God is God of Jacob.
雅各代表软弱肉体和败坏。
And Jacob represents weakness, our flesh, and also corruption.
虽然我们有败坏，有软弱，但是神乐意做雅各的神。
Even though we have corruption and also we have weaknesses, but the Lord is willing to be the God of Jacob.
我感觉我起初的时候是非常的欢喜快乐感谢神的接纳。
I feel in the beginning I was I gladly rejoicing that the Lord has accepted me.
后来有多一点认识。
But after some knowing,
就是那个会发怨言说闲话的那个生命。
That the life in me is one that would murmur and also gossip.
那个看环境的生命对神的家是有很大的伤害。
The life that looks at circumstances is harmful to the church of God, to the house of God.
所以这些败坏的肉体是需要对付，需要除掉的。
So this corrupted flesh needs to be dealt with and needs to be done with.
主当然主有很多的管教在。只是在我个人的身上。
And personally, the Lord has a lot of discipline in my life.
我每次的反应就是我跟主认罪。
My every time reaction is that I'll come and confess to the Lord.
我这件事情做错了。
I have done this thing wrong.
我下次要注意。
I'll pay attention next time.
我之后争取不要再在这个事情上面再得罪你了。
I'll try not to sin against you in this matter next time.
所以每一次的管教在我里面就是多一条的诫命。
So every discipline that comes is another law in me.
我心中一直觉得这跟弟兄讲那犹太人的诫命不一样。
I feel in my heart that this law is different from the law of the Jews.
因为这些是主亲自教我的。
Because the Lord speaks to me.
所以我一直非常小心的想要，既然主教了，我就守住它。
So I feel like the Lord taught me. The Lord taught me, and I have to hold on to them.
然后慢慢开始觉得我里面 miss 掉了一些东西。
But then gradually I felt, you know, I missed something.
因为我发现这样守的时候其实是没有安息的。
Because when I hold fast this way, there is no peace in me.
但是我不是很明白是什么不对。
But I do not understand what was wrong.
但这一次，孙弟兄周三晚上的时候跟我们也交通。
But this time, Brother Sun shared with us on Wednesday night.
他说我什么都可以衰残，但是求主让我向着他的爱不要衰残。
That all of me can fail, but that my love for the Lord will not fail.
钟弟兄也交通到律法的总归就是爱主。
Brother John also shared that the end of the commandments are love.
我里面听到这个感觉突然又被主叫醒。
When I heard these, I was being awakened by the Lord.
这么长时间总以为主就是要我守很多的诫命。
All this time, I thought the Lord wants me to hold on to these laws.
并且我自己觉得每一条都非常的重要。
And myself, I felt that every one of them is so important.
但是这一次主在里面提醒那个最大的诫命是爱。
But the Lord reminded me this time that the greatest commandment is love.
就是尽心尽性尽意的爱主。
And to love the Lord.With all my heart and all my soul and all my strength.
其他一切的事情都是在爱里成全。
And everything else is completed in love.
主提醒我在想要把事情做对的过程中已经把爱神的心离弃了。
The Lord reminded me that as I was trying to do things the correct way, I have thrown away love.
所以我心里慢慢变成主是那位忍心的。
And gradually my heart, you know, the Lord to me is one who is hard, harsh.
明明我就是麻雀的生命。
I am the life of this sparrow.
但是我里面感觉主在跟我说你不要做麻雀，我不喜欢麻雀。
But then I felt that the Lord is telling me that, you know, don't be a sparrow. I dislike sparrow.
所以我这一次重新又听到爱主你里面就自由了。
But then now I once again I hear that when I love God, then within me there will be liberty.
主也在里面重新的问我。
And the Lord asked me again,
你向着我的爱呢?
What about your love to me?
我看见你的劳力了。
I've seen you labor.
我看见你的热心了。
I've seen your zeal.
我也看见你在乎神的家。
I've seen you care about God's house.
但是你向着我最直接最简单的那个爱呢?
But where is that toward me, that simple love?
主说你看一看那个爱是不是没有。
Take a look at that love. Is it gone?
你是不是把那个最大的诫命丢掉?
Have you thrown away that greatest commandment?
弟兄也交通到，中弟兄交通到律法有一个 collective purpose.
Our brother John also shared that the law has a collective purpose.
是要保守住主在我心中的那个守卫。
Is to hold fast to keep the love that God is the Lord is our priority.
我意识到，我里面意识到我一直误会主。
I realized that I have misunderstood the Lord.
很多的事情开始不对。
Now many things are incorrect.
是主在那里借着环境在提醒。
That the Lord is using circumstances to remind me.
其实是我向着主的爱出了问题。
It's because my love, there's a problem with my love toward the Lord.
是主在我生命当中的那个地位出了问题。
Because of God's priority in my heart.
每一次被管教，我一直觉得是主非常 care 那些事情的对或者错。
Every time I'm being disciplined, I felt that the Lord cared about whether the thing that I was doing was correct or incorrect.
但是感谢主，主说我不是真的在 care 那些事情。
But thank the Lord says that my emphasis is not on that.
我是想要你这个人。
I want you.
我想要把你这个人再得回来。
I want to gain you back, win you back.
那我在明白这件事情的时候，我觉得主又一次除去了我里面的惧怕。
When I realized this, once again the Lord has cast out my fear.
我就跟主说 ，Yes， 我再把心中的首位归给你。
And I tell the Lord, Yes, I will give you back that priority in my heart.
因为你居首位，就什么都成全。
Because when you have the highest place, you complete everything.
最后我也想到，以弗所书第四章那里就是讲到建立身体。
And I also thought about in Ephesians that building up of his body.
他特别讲到了身体是在爱中建立的。
That the body is being built up in love.
不是在要求中能建立的。
It's not under all those requirements.
也不是在惧怕中能建立的。
And it's not in fear.
是在爱中建立的。
But in love.
行。
我接着我们弟兄姊妹们的交通。
I will continue our brothers and sisters sharing.
孙弟兄在第二堂的时候，他给我们讲到道路。
Brother Sun shared with us about the way on his second message.
我们弟兄他是这样解释的，他说，道路就是基督徒生活的准则或者说法则。
He shared that the way is the principle of a Christian's life.
Life.那么在他个人的生活当中呢，道路也是他自己的一些底线，或者说是一些指引。
And also, that the way is also personally his personal walk is that that red line, that guiding line.
如果有一些事情，如果越过了他的这个底线，或者不在这个 guideline 里面，那么他就不做，他就拒绝。
So he refuses to do whatever that is by that red past that red line, that guideline.
其实我不是第一次听孙弟兄这样去解释道路了。
That wasn't the first time I heard Brother Sun shared on the way.
但是之前我听弟兄讲到道路，我心里面就有一种律法的感觉。
But previously when I heard Brother share about the way, I felt that there was like, you know, I felt the law.
每一条道路，每一个原则，就像是一条一条的律法加在我的生活当中。
That all the way, every, principle is like the law that's added on to my life.
在团体当中呢，道路就感觉像是一些对的做法。
And corporately, the way seems like all the right way of doing things.
比如说，每周要有一次的拨饼，姊妹们要蒙头，然后信主之后要受浸，就好像是这些的做法是这些道路一样。
For example, breaking the bread every Lord's Day, and the sisters having head covering, and also baptism.
对，这是我一直以来听到道路的我自己心里面的一个反应。
This was my reaction every time I hear about the way.
其实这个反应也是正常的，因为这次我们弟兄跟我们交通到，在旧约的时候。道路就是律法。
This reaction is also correct because brothers share that in the Old Testament, the way is all these laws.
如果在旧约的时候，一帮人或者说一个团体，他们去行主的律法，去照着主的话去行，他们就是走在主的道路上。
Because in the Old Testament, when a group of people are corporately there, doing all these things according to the law, then they are walking on the way.
反过来说，他们如果与这个主的话是相违背的，他们就是走在错误的道路上。
And in other words, that if they are not doing things, if they are doing things opposite of what God says, then they are walking in the incorrect way.
如果他们完全不在乎主的话的话，他们就是一般 就像诗诗记里面讲的个人任意而行，他们就是一般没有道路的人。
So if they do not care about God's way and they walk their own way, it's just like what the judges in the book of Judges says that they will do according to what they want.
但是今天弟兄姊妹们，我们要问一个问题。
But brothers and sisters, we have to ask a question today.
在新约的时代，什么是道路，或者说什么来定规我们的道路呢？
In the New Testament, what is the way and what sets our way?
我想和弟兄姊妹们读哥林多后书第三章第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter
3 verse 6.
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
我们读前面一句就好了。他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意。
Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit.
经意原文的意思就是圣灵。
In the original text, it says spirit.
一个年长弟兄他曾经说过，新约的职事是圣灵的职事。
An elderly brother once shared that the ministry of the New Testament is the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
所以新约一切的道路都是由圣灵定规的。
So the way in the New Testament has been set, all set by the Holy Spirit.
我们有很多好的做法。
We have a lot of good ways of doing things.
这些是前面的弟兄，他们得着了圣灵的启示，他们有了这样的一个做法。
Brothers before us received revelation from the Spirit, Holy Spirit and doing things this way.
有圣灵在后面做那个 backup.
And the Holy Spirit is their backup.
这些做法本身并不是道路。
These ways of doing things is not the way.
必须要有圣灵在后面的启示才可以。
Needs the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
我们弟兄这次给我们讲到有四条的道路。
Our brothers share with us four ways.
其实这四条的道路都是圣灵的特性。
These four ways are the characteristic of the Holy Spirit.
我们弟兄提到讲到第一点是生命的道路。
He spoke first the way of life.
我们读加拉太书第六章，我们就知道，顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
In Galatians, we know that for he who sows to souls to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
我们也知道圣灵是赐给我们生命平安的。
We know that the Spirit gives us life and peace.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们在平常生活的时候，或者是在聚会里面的时候，当我们顺着圣灵而行的时候，我们就感觉我们活在生命当中。
So brothers and sisters, whether in our daily life or corporately, when we follow the Spirit, Holy Spirit, then we have peace.
如果我们把圣灵 ignore 了的话，我们觉得常常就是活在一些routine 的生活当中，或者一些死的规条当中。
When we follow spirit, we'll experience life, but then when we go into routine, then we'll experience death.
所以顺服圣灵，我们就能得生命，就是走在生命的路上。
Because when we submit to the Holy Spirit, then we walk in the way of life.
我们弟兄第二个点是提到是真理的道路。
And secondly, he mentioned the way of truth.
我们都知道在约翰福音第十六章，我们主告诉我们圣灵真理的圣灵要引我们进入一切的真理。
And also in John our brother shared with us, and the Bible says that when we that the spirit of truth will lead us into all truth.
圣灵他自己就是真理。
The spirit himself is truth.
不仅他自己是真理，他也要把我们每一个人，凡是顺从圣灵的人，都带进他的真理当中。
Not only himself is truth, but all who submit to him, he will lead us into all truth.
对，圣灵也启示真理在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit also revealed in us the truth.
因为圣灵是赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit gives to us wisdom and knowledge and understanding.
我们弟兄他交通他年轻的时候读这个。前面弟兄比如说施柏克弟兄他们的属灵的书他一开始读不懂，但是当圣灵把他解开的时候他就懂了。
Our brother shared with us when he was young, he read the books of brother Austin Sparks and he could understand, but when the Holy Spirit revealed to him, then he could understand.
所以圣灵是启示我们的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of revelation.
我们弟兄最后两个点，一个是讲到十字架的路，还有身体的路。
The other two points he mentioned was the way of the cross and the way of the body.
我觉得刚才两位弟兄姊妹们，我觉得讲得非常好。十字架，我们提到十字架，常常有一个感觉是一个比较消极的。
Oftentimes when we mention the cross, it seems to be very pessimistic.
因为十字架是它有一个功用是要致死我们这个人老旧的生命。
Because the work of the cross is to put to death our old life.
但是在这个过程当中，我们这个人是觉得非常的不舒服，非常的难受的。
But it's so hard to bear. Like we feel really hard when in the process.
我和阿们刚才弟兄讲的，其实我们背十字架是有一个目的的。
I truly amen with our brother. He shared that there is a purpose for bearing the cross.
十字架不仅是致死我们这个老旧的生命，它是带着一个后面是带着一个果效的。
Not only the cross put to death our old man, but it also brings about this effectiveness.
我们弟兄这次他讲了自己的一个经历，他在
our brother shared with us his experience.
他在经历当中呢，他提到了哥林多后书第四章第十节。
In his experience, he mentioned Second Corinthians 4:10.
哥林多后书，第四章第十，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
第十二节，这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Verse 12, so then death is working in us, but life in you.
弟兄姊妹，这就是十字架的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of the cross.
死在我身上发动，生在你们身上发动。
That death is working in me, but life in you.
没有人愿意去没有人天然的愿意去背十字架的。
Nobody would naturally wants to bear the cross.
我们没有人愿意脱下这个。
Nobody wants to take this off.
我们今天之所以愿意脱下这个，是因为我们想要穿上那个。
We take this off in order to put on that.
我们要脱下这个旧人的目的是要穿上那个新人。
When we take off the old man, it is to put on the new man.
最后一个点，弟兄提到身体的路。
The last point, brother mentioned way of the body.
我个人实在觉得，背十字架走十字架的路，一个很重要的一个意义，或者说一个很大的一个盼望。就是身体能够长大成形在我们中间。
Personally for me, to bear the cross, most importantly is that we can grow up and the body can be full grown.
对，我们弟兄在第一堂的最后，他给我们讲到，在圣殿里面那个最中心的位置是祭坛。
Our brother shared with us in the last message that in the center.Of the temple is the altar.
所以弟兄告诉我们，十字架是我们教会生活的中心。
And brother shared with us that the cross is the center of the life of a corporate life in the church.
啊，我时间到了，交通这儿。
My time is up.
这次在夏令会，我非常感谢主。
This time at the retreat, I really thank the Lord.
心中也很喜乐，因为主回答了我心中的一个问题。
I'm very joyful in my heart because the Lord answered one of my questions.
也给了我一条可以走的路。
And also gave me a way that I can walk on.
我之前有一段时间陷在一个很失望的情况里。
For a while I was in disappointment.
对自己很失望，对弟兄姊妹也很失望。
I was disappointed in myself and I was disappointed in brothers and sisters.
也对神的家很失望。
I was disappointed in the house of God.
因为我眼睛一直看的是人。
Because my eyes were set on man.
我为什么信主这么久还没有变？
Why I haven't changed after believing in the Lord for so many years.
我为什么还是像麻雀一样遇到事情就抱怨？
Why am I like a sparrow and I will murmur when things come upon me?
我为什么还是像燕子一样客遍十方？
Why am I still ever changing like the swallows?
为什么我看大家说的和做的并不一致？
Why I see people saying one thing and doing another?
我就在想路在哪里？
And I was pondering where is the way?
我觉得我一度陷入到很黑暗、很苦毒的光景里。
And I entered in such bitterness and darkness.
但这一次有一个感觉。
But I feel this time,
神岂不为他的家火热吗？
The Lord is living for his house.
从创世纪那人独居不好。
From the beginning in Genesis that it's not good for the man to be by himself.
到启示录神的帐幕在人间。
And all the way to Revelation, God's tabernacle among us.
这是神的心意，他岂不工作吗？
This is God's will. Wouldn't he work?
他岂不负责吗？
Wouldn't he be responsible?
我从前试图去抓住主。
In the past, I've tried to hold on to God.
竭力去听圣灵的声音。
I strive to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
可是我总是变。
But I keep changing.
我总是软弱，我总是刚硬。
And I was always weak and I was always hardened.
所以我抓不住。
So I couldn't grab hold of anything.
我以为不 work 就失望了。
So I thought it doesn't work, so I was disappointed.
可是这一次主让我放手。
But this time the Lord had me let go of my hand.
不是我去抓主。
It's not that I grapple up the Lord.
是把自己交在主的手里，交在圣灵的手里。
But for me to give myself into his hand, into the hand of the Holy Spirit.
让主握住我。
That the Lord grab hold of me.
我觉得就像刚刚弟兄带的诗歌一样。
Just like the brother shared, let the hymn.
不是我去握住主，是主握住我。
No longer I will grapple onto the Lord, but he grabs hold of me.
过去的一周我试了。
The last week I tried.
It works.
It worked.
我早上就和主说、yeah. 主你是我的主。
I told the Lord, you are my Lord.
我把自己交给你，你可以随意的工作。
And I give myself to you, you can do, have your own way.
然后我就只做一件事。
I only do one thing.
我安息在圣灵的手里，我等。
I rest in the Holy Spirit's hand and I wait.
其实很多时候我焦虑的原因是因为我不相信。
Oftentimes when I'm anxious, it's because I do not believe.
弟兄姊妹们，你们信吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe?
神是真的。
God is real.
圣灵是真的。
And the Holy Spirit is real.
恩膏的教训是真的。
The anointing's teaching is real.
或向左或向右
whether turning to the left or to the right
圣灵要在哪怕最小的事上指正我更正我
even in the littlest thing the Holy Spirit will correct me
最近我感觉圣灵和十字架是分不开的
lately I feel that the Holy Spirit and the cross is inseparable
往往是真理的圣灵引我到十字架的经历里面
the way of The spirit of the cross leads me into this experience of the cross.
然后带我进入十架的实际。
The spirit of truth leads me into the way of the cross and also into the reality of the cross.
我实在觉得主让我们在这个时候这个时代去夏令会听到这些话不是偶然的。
Truly, I feel that the Lord led us to the retreat and that we heard these words. This is not by coincidence.
是说给我们每一个人听的。
It's spoken to every one of us.
主今天还在寻找，有谁为了主可以寻得安息的所在，肯摆下自己，肯定义走这条十字架的路。
The Lord is looking, still looking today, who is willing to lay himself down to walk this way of the cross. For that, in order for God to have a tabernacle to dwell here in peace,
定义献自己的一生，为着完成主的托付。
To set our hearts to give our whole lives to Him in order to finish His entrustment.
我们听见他的呼召了吗？
Have we heard His call?
我们答应了他的呼召吗？
Have we answered His calling?
我们定义要走这条跟随圣灵十架的路吗？
Have we set our hearts to walk in this way of the cross to follow the Holy Spirit?
最后我想用一首诗歌的第一句和弟兄姊妹彼此勉励。
Lastly, I would like to use the first words of hymn that we encourage one another.
最近我们常常唱这一首诗歌。
And we have been singing this hymn.
那第一句是说从我唱一首锡安之歌否则我心怎会喜乐
And the first words of it says Come and sing songs of Zion with me My heart finds joy no other way
这几次唱的时候我觉得主是在邀请我们与他一同唱这首诗歌
These few times as we were singing, I felt in my heart that the Lord is inviting us to come sing with Him.
主说你们要同我一同唱这一首锡安之歌。
The Lord is saying to come and sing songs of Zion with me.
不然我们神的心怎会喜乐呢？
And how would our Lord find joy any other way?
愿意我们都答应他的呼召。
May we all answer His call.
我们付了代价，千方百计要留在这个聚会。
We paid a cost to stay you know in this gathering together.
不就是为了此吗？
Isn't it for this?
这是我交通。
This is my sharing.
我感觉整个夏令会弟兄们在一遍又一遍地讲着一个同样的重点。
I felt that in the retreat, brothers continually share again and again this point.
就是要走十字架的路。
To walk the way of the cross.
就是舍己。
To deny ourselves.
除此之外，这次夏令会也印证了我最近一段时间的一个感觉。
Other than this, the retreat also confirmed the feeling that I had for a while.
就是我们需要认识神的爱。
That we need to know the love of God.
因为没有爱。
Because without love.
没有人会真正愿意走十字架的路直到路终。
Nobody would be willing to walk the way of the cross all the way to the end.
这次我们读诗篇八十四篇第三节。
This time when we read Psalm 84 verse 3.
在你的祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着报雏之窝。
Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts.
软弱的、不可爱的、卑贱的、爱抱怨的人，可以在祭坛前得安息。
Those who are weak, those who murmur, they can find rest at the altar.
在十字架那里得安息。
To find rest at the cross.
十字架为什么可以让我得安息呢？
How come the cross can let me find rest?
我们一开始想到十字架在自己身上，在自己生活中。
When we think of the cross in our life, in ourselves in our lives.
只会是痛苦。
It's painful.
但是我们如果经历过，就会知道放手交给主的那一刻。
But when if we have ever experienced it, we know that as we that moment when we let go and give it to God.
就算事情还未解决，环境还在，心里是真有安息的。
Even though the things have not been resolved, the trouble is still there, but yet in our heart there is peace.
我想分享一个很小的经历。
I would like to share a little experience.
在夏令会前一周的一个晚上
There was a night before the retreat.
我里面因为一件一直在寻求的事有些难受和烦躁。
I was very difficult within and frustrated because of a matter that I have been seeking for a while.
因为我一直在寻求，但就是什么都寻求不到。
I've been seeking for a long time, but I couldn't have an answer.
我当时就在继续跟主求问这件事。
So I kept seeking before the Lord.
然后突然间，应该是因为下雨，我们小区停电了。
And all of a sudden, because of the rain, our neighborhood lost electricity.
我的房间完全暗下来，周围的电器的声音都消失了。
It was all dark and no humming or buzzing of the electronics.
我突然感觉我应该跪下来祷告。
There I felt that I should kneel down to pray.
在那个祷告中，主给我看到我其实一直在抓着这件事。
During the prayer, the Lord showed to me that I kept trying to hold on to this matter.
我就在祷告中把它交了出去。
So in my prayer, I gave it to the Lord.
主也在祷告中带领我往后的寻求。
And the Lord also through the prayer helped me to seek in later on.
虽然我没有像孙弟兄那样跪了几个小时，但是感谢主，心中恢复了安息和喜乐。
Even though unlike our brother's son, could kneel there, you know, he was kneeling there for a long time. But indeed, in my heart, the Lord has given me by the peace and joy.
这是个人学习的部分，但是孙弟兄的交通把个人的部分连接到团体上。
This is more personal one, but our brother's son shared with us the corporate.
他说教会的生活当以十字架为中心。
He said that the life of church life has to the Cross has to be the center.
如果没有我们个人的学习与建造，
If we do not have that exercise and building in our own personal life,
那来到聚会当中，这都是我们的己。
Then when we come to the meeting, then we all bring ourselves here.
是可以毁坏聚会的东西。
And it will destroy the house.
如果每个人心里面都有十字架的舍己，
If everyone in his heart has this denying of self, the way of the cross.
那这个聚会就能以十字架为中心。
Then this meeting can have the cross as the center.
有了十字架才会有建造，教会才会有保护。
Only where there's the cross, then there will be building up, then the church is protected.
才会有柱子，才会有竖板。
There'll be pillars, there'll be boards.
有一块块一根根的材料立在祭坛的周围。
And there'll be materials there on the altar.
只有这里才有神家的建造。
Only here, then there will be the building of God's house.
才能让神得安息。
And God can truly rest.
那么什么能让我们愿意把自己摆上去呢？
But what makes us willing to put ourselves on the altar?
或者说什么能让我们在我们的意志与神的意志不同的时候？
Or when our will is on the opposite end as God's will.
顺服下来呢？
To in order to submit.
是一篇篇的道吗？
Is it all these messages?
是一次次特会吗？
Or about the conferences?
是每周查经聚会吗？
Or the Bible studies that we have?
我发现这些都是有用的，但都不是最基本的。
Even though they are useful, but they are not the foundational.
我感觉的确像孙弟兄说的那样，走这条路不是一时的冲动。
That is not fundamental. Sorry. I also agree with Brother Son when he said that to walk on this way is not an impulsive decision.
我们若要走十字架路，若要在意甚至是爱神的家。
To walk the way of the cross, we have to love the house of God.
我们自己就必须要有新鲜活泼的认识。
Then we have to have fresh, lively experiences.
认识神是爱我的。
We have to know that God loves us.
的确，神的爱和神的信实是超过我们的感觉的。
Indeed, God's love and His faithfulness is beyond our feelings.
我不是想说我们要依靠自己的感觉。
I'm not saying that we have to rely on our feelings.
我想说的是，我们如果一直在一个毫无爱的感觉的光景当中。
What I want to say is that if we remain in a circumstance that there is no love,
那我们就只能做一个小孩子。
Then we'll remain a child.
一个仅仅得救的人。
One that just saved.
因为我不会有动力去追求。
Because I would have no motivation to pursue.
我可以来聚会，我甚至可以祷告。
I can come to the meetings. I can pray.
这就已经很不错了。
Well, this is already good.
你们别再要求我要拼上去。
Do not ask me to have to strive.
又或者我就变成了一个里面麻木。
Or I'll become numb within.
外面只在做样子，假冒为善的人。
Or I'll just be a hypocrite and just do the outward.
以利沙在这首诗歌中第四节说。
In El Shaddai, the fourth verse says.
我的神啊，你在已过路上，曾用爱的神迹多方眷顾，故我敢再投入你的胸膛，因信心安赞美你的道路。
Sorry.
I can read it too.
For me, thy trusting one, my God, I dare once more to fly myself upon thy breast, and there adore thy ways in faith's deep rest, and there adore thy ways in faith's quiet rest.
主的爱是我们走在这条路上最根本的动力。
The Lord's love is the basic motivation for us to walk on this way.
我们可以问一下自己，这个爱是否在我们心里变得陈旧了？
We have to ask if this love has become old in our hearts.
主的爱如果变得遥远，变得摸不着了。
If the Lord's love has become far and not able to touch.
那其实是我们远离主的开始。
Then that's the beginning of us drifting away from God.
而我们被那个爱摸着，则是我们相信主或者被主恢复的开始。
When we are touched by the love, then it's our coming back, restored by the Lord.
甚至是让我们可以向前走一步的开始。
It's the beginning to allow us to walk another to start to walk another step.
我们爱，因为神先爱了我们。
We love because He first loved us.
因为有人竟然愿意为我的罪死。
Because someone would died for my sins.
不止如此，他的复活让我有了盼望。
Not only that, his resurrection gives me hope.
让我可以在地上的时候凡事依靠他。
That on this earth, I can in all things rely on him.
上周主日的信息里，孙弟兄给我们讲到主为我们受辱。
In the last Lord's meeting, our brother Sun shared with us that the Lord suffered for us.
为我们所受的每一下鞭打。
And he was being whipped for us.
打出来的不是恨，而是爱。
That wasn't hate, but love.
我当时感觉我对神爱的认识与孙弟兄对神爱的认识是有很大差距的。
I thought at that time that you know my understanding of knowledge of the love of God is so different from brother Sun.
弟兄心里有那个最根本的动力。
He has in him that basic, but that motivation.
他的心是被主的爱所捆绑的。
His heart is being constrained by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你们愿不愿意被这个爱所捆绑？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be constrained by this love?
因为这个爱，你没有办法再选择自己的旨意。
Because of this love, you are not able to choose your own way.
只能选择神的旨意往前走。
But you choose God's will to walk forward.
感谢主，接着弟兄的交通。
Thank the Lord, I'll continue with our brother's sharing.
我的感觉也是一样，我觉得这一次主真的再一次用他的爱来融化我们。
The same feeling is that the Lord uses love to melt us.
并且我听到的最大的提醒就是要爱神，要爱神的家。
And the greatest reminder that I heard is to love God and love his house.
神所要的就是在人当中居住，在人当中往来。
What God wants is to be able to tabernacle amongst us and to walk amongst us.
因此我们应该有一个确定的追求的目标。
So we have to have this definite goal of pursuit.
就是在我们当中建立神的家，让神在我们中间找到安息。
It's to build up God's house that he may find rest in us.
这是我第一次好像意识到
The first time I realized,
就如果我追求的目标不是以神的目的为目的
If my, the goal that I pursued is not based on it, that his purpose is my purpose,
那么不管我怎么样操练跟从主敬虔对人有爱心我仍然是追求无定向的
So no matter if it's not that way, no matter how I pursue or you know be good to others, all of these things that I do, I'll be running without a goal.
对我斗拳仍然是打空气的。
And I still fight as if into the air.
这次我听到就是我们追求侍奉的目的就是为了神的家。
So this time I heard that the purpose of our pursuit is for His house.
但是我们应该从哪里开始呢
？But where do we begin？
一定是恢复和神爱的关系开始的。
Is to recover that relationship with God。
和弟兄姊妹的感觉一样，我觉得我们没有人可以不经历主的爱就来自发的爱主。
I feel the same with brothers and sisters that no one can love God unless they have experienced the love of God。
孙弟兄分享到那个在他年轻时那个老弟兄在言语上对他有伤害的时候
Our brother's son shared about being hurt by the words of an elderly brother
主却对他说虽然人把你当雇工但你可不可以用牧人的灵来牧养他们
Our Lord spoke to our brother that even though man has treated you as a laborer but can you have the heart of a shepherd?
这句话真的很摸到我的心。
Can you shepherd them with the spirit of the shepherd? And this word truly touched my heart.
我觉得我就是这样一个属肉体的人，但是主仍然做我的好牧人。
That I'm a fleshy one, but yet the Lord is my good shepherd.
我想不管我们信主多久，我们都需要常常来遇见神的爱。
I feel that no matter how long we have believed in the Lord, we have to encounter His love over and over again.
但是今天的难处在哪里呢
？But what is the trouble, difficulty here today?
我想不是神没有对我们发怜悯。
It's not that the Lord has not shown us mercy.
因为我发现每次我向神回转的时候，神都在恩待我。
Because every time I return to the Lord has mercy for me.
难处在于我们以什么为满足呢
？But the difficulty is what satisfies us?
如果我们就是以吃饼得饱为满足，那我们一定是可变十番的人。
If we are just satisfied by the bread we eat, then we want to will be just keep changing.
因为一定会遇到我们不满意的时候。
Because there will be times where we are not satisfied.
这次我听到钟弟兄的一句话很好，他说：“感谢主那些田间剩下的谷物和六捆的麦穗。”
And I heard our brother shared a word. It says like, "Thank the Lord for the leftover grain." And also the six measures of barley.
但是我们应该继续往前。
But we have to continue on.
这是我听到的第二个鼓励，就是我们要继续往前。
The second encouragement that I heard is that to continue on.
其实我有一点 feel ashamed 去说诗篇八十四篇一到四节是我们婚礼上所选的诗。
I feel ashamed saying that Psalm 84 verses 1 to 4 is what we have picked for our when we had our wedding.
当时年长弟兄还说一到四节是不是太长了，要不要短一点？
At that time, our elderly brother said, you know, from verse 1 to 4, isn't it a little long? Do you want to make it a little shorter?
但是我实在很喜欢这个完整的 set， 我说就长一点吧。
I really like this, you know, it's very complete. I want it longer. It's okay.
因为我觉得这个就是我的故事。
I felt that, you know, this is my story.
从起初，爱慕神的家。
From the beginning, when I loved God's house.
然后在祭坛那里把自己奉献。
Then I've offered myself at the altar.
然后神就为我们这样渺小的人成一家。
And for us, the Lord established our house.
我觉得主很奇妙。
I feel the Lord is amazing.
我知道他给弟兄这段圣经的负担不是单为了我。
I know that that God gives to our brother this passage in the Bible is not just for me.
但是在神这个周密的计划中，他的确想到了我。
But in his this wonderful design, he has thought about me.
他在提醒我过去发生了什么。
He reminds me what has happened in the past.
他也鼓励我要继续往前。
He encouraged me to go forward.
我也明白了，神给我们各样的恩典，不是只为了这个恩典。
I understand that the Lord gives us grace. It's not just for grace's sake.
而是为了让我们认识这位恩典的主。
To know the God of grace.
把自己归给这位主，也走在这条蒙福的路上。
That we give ourselves to this Lord, to the Lord, and also to walk on this blessed way.
孙弟兄讲到力上加力。
Our brother son shared with us strength to strength.
的确，走这条路会有一些艰难。
Indeed, walking on this way, there is difficulty.
比如，我就一直觉得我睡眠不够，我很累。
Just like how I always feel like I've been so tired and I have not enough sleep.
这次孙弟兄讲到以扫打猎很累。
This time, brother son shared about Esau, after hunting, felt very tired.
我真的觉得很奇妙，主好像就在对我说。
I felt very amazing that it seems like God is speaking to me.
以前我从来没有会觉得我是以扫。
In the past, I've never felt that I'm like Esau.
但是主说，如果你因为你很累，就轻看那个神对于爱他家人的祝福。
But if you despise the blessing that God has given to his house because of your tiredness,
那你就是跟以扫一样。
Then you are just like Esau.
建造神的家当然不是凭我们的热血，那是有一条神十字架的路。
Of course, building up of God's house is not by our own will, but there is the way of the cross.
这次我听到的另外一个词就是绕道而行。
This time I heard another phrase that is to use the byways.
哪里是善道，我们不行在其间。
And then we do not walk on the highways.
因为我们常常会讲到说，主啊， show me thy way.
Often we say, you know, Lord, show me thy way.
我们祷告的特别大声。
We'll pray very loudly.
可是当每次交通到十字架。
But every time we share on the cross.
交通到我们要天天的对付罪、悔改、对付己。
To daily deal with sin, deal with self to repent.
去放下世界，让基督居首位。
To put away the world and for Christ to have the preeminence.
我心中就在想，能不能换一个
？I was thinking in my heart, can we change that?
每次讲到背十字架，我就说能不能换一个
？Every time we speak up the cross, I was saying to myself, can we just change that?
所以我发现其实不是神没有启示他的路。
I see that it's not that God has not revealed his way.
是因为我每一次看到我不如意的时候我就绕道而行。
Because every time I see things that I do not like, I go byways.
其实神给我们的是非常 basic, 非常清晰的路。
In fact, the Lord gives us this way that is very clear.
是我们常常祷告我们要进入实际。
We often pray we want to enter into reality.
但当圣灵把环境摆下要引我们进实际的时候我们又是拒绝的。
But every time when the Holy Spirit leads us into wanting to lead us into experience and reality, we reject it.
我也和前面弟兄姊妹一样最近一直在思考什么是十字架。
Like brothers and sisters, just now I have been pondering what is the cross.
因为我发现我们对十字架的认识和主要让我们认识的是完全不一样的。
I feel that our understanding of the cross is different from what the Lord wants us to understand.
我们虽然嘴上都知道，但是我们心中总是觉得神好像用十字架来苦待我。
Even though it seems like, you know, in our words we know, but in our hearts we feel that the Lord uses the cross to be harsh on us.
或者主故意留下好处不给我。
That he on purpose withhold his goodness.
这次主也在问我说你可不可以 trust and obey?
And this time the Lord also asked me, will you trust and obey?
其实信神所差来的就是做神的工。
To believe in the one whom God sends is doing his work.
如果我不 trust, 我还要逼自己 obey。
If I do not trust, then I have to force myself to obey.
那就带来了很多的困惑，很多的难处。
And I'll bring a lot of confusion and difficulties.
我想神在跟我说，不管怎么样，你要再重新回到对我完全的信任。
The Lord wants me that no matter what, you have to come and trust me completely.
我就相信主借着十字架可以把我从一个孩子变成儿子。
And I believe that through the cross, the Lord is able to change me from a child to a full-grown man, to be son.
孙弟兄跟我们交通到我们心中要向往西安大道。
Brother Sun shared with us that our hearts on the highways to Zion.
他说这个原文其实说到心中有主的大道。
In the original text is that in whose heart are the highways of Zion?
在这些人的里面。
In these people.
在人看不见的地方。
When men cannot see.
他们里面没有在找一条捷径。
In them, they are not looking for a shortcut.
这些人的心中没有在找一条容易的路。
They are not seeking an easy way.
这些人聚会、追求和年长弟兄交通。
They meet, they pursue and have fellowship with elder brothers.
他们没有要问到一个答案。
They are not wanting to ask, you know, so that there is an answer to their question.
把这条路能够走得容易一点。
In order to that this road will be easier to walk on.
让我能够走上去。
That I am able to walk on it.
在这些人的心中，主的路是永远不能改变的。
In these people, God's way can never be changed.
而是我这个人需要被改变。
That as a person, I need to be changed.
能够走在主的正路上。
In order to walk on this right way.
我在想，你跟我的心中。
I'm thinking, you know, in your heart, in my heart.
是否在寻找如何让我的路能够变得容易一点？
Are we seeking to see if I can make this way for me a little easier?
这样的人其实是心中有容易之路的人。
Such person is one that in his heart there is an easy way.
他永远不会成为心中有主大道的人。
Will never be one in whose heart are the ways.Highways to Zion.
因为他们的目的就是如何能够走得容易一点。
Because their purpose is that how can I have an easier way?
而不是如何让我能够走在主的正路上面。
And not how can I walk on God's right way.
我想一个人如果真的得救。
If one is truly saved.
让他完全走容易的路其实也是不容易的。
It's not easy for him to want to walk the easier way.
因为那个错的太明显。
Because it's too obvious that it is incorrect.
我们的良心也是过不去的。
Our conscience, we are guilty of it.
并且每个人都看见你错了。
And everyone can see you're wrong.
但是你的里面。
But within you.
有没有在寻找一条容易一点的路？
Are you seeking a way that's just a little easier?
容易一点绝不等于容易。
Just easier, a little bit easier doesn't equate to easier.
容易一点可以仍然很艰难。
Just a little easier can also just be as difficult.
但是比起要完全放下自己要容易一点。
But in comparison to completely let go of yourself, it's just a little easier.
比起你的动机要完全不为着自己要容易一点。
It's a little easier than your motivation of not walking on the difficult way.
比起完全不为着你的对找一个理由要容易一点。
It's easier, that you're not seeking, that you're completely correct.
我想我们的确没有要走容易的路。
Indeed, we are not choosing the easier way.
但我们却常常要走容易一点的路。
But we are choosing to walk on that little easier way.
其实就是那么一点。
It's just a little bit.
不会很多。
It's not a lot.
会让我们这个人舒服很多的。
It will, be a little bit more comfortable for us.
就是那么一点。
Just that little bit easier.
让我这个人不至于经过对自己死。
That I do not have to go through that to myself.
就是这么一点。
Just that little easier.
让我还可以为自己找一点的理由。
That I can still find for myself a little reason.
但同时也是因着这一点。
But at the same time, it's because of this reason.
让我达不到神的目的。
Because of this little bit, I cannot accomplish.Cannot reach God's purpose.
也是因着这一点，让我没有办法立上加力。
And also because of this little bit, I'm unable to go strength to strength.
什么时候我软弱，什么时候我就真的软弱。
Whenever I'm weak, I'm truly weak.
也是那么一点。
It's just that little bit.
我虽然经过流泪谷。
Even though I'm to the valley of Baca.
却没有秋雨之福盖满全谷。
I do not have the spring of rain to be in that valley.
我却仍然是在干旱疲乏无水之地。
I'm still in that dry land without water.
今天我们若要成为一个心中有主大道的人。
If we are to become those in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
不仅我们心中不能有容易的路。
Not only that in our hearts cannot have that little easier way.
不能有容易的路。
Cannot have the easier way.
也不能有容易一点的路。
We cannot have that little bit easier way.
因为主的话很明确地告诉我们。
Because the Lord's words are very clear to us.
因为那引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
Because why does the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction?
引到永生呢，门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
主的路本来就是小的。
The Lord's way is narrow.
本来就是难的。
It's difficult.
我们不能用高言大志把主的路变容易了。
We cannot use big words, to make God's way easier.
看起来很多人在走。
Look as if a lot of people are walking on it.
我们看起来像是走上。
And it's like we are walking on it.
我们中弟兄也跟我们交通的。
Brother Zhong shared with us.
即使是那些跟从主的人。
Even those who follow the Lord.
到了一个地步。
To when they reach a certain point,
遇见了某些的难处
they meet a certain difficulty.
他们也觉得这造甚难，谁能听啊
And they will feel like you know this is difficult. You know, who can listen to it?
他们就退去了
And they left.
主的路是不能被改变的
The Lord's way cannot be changed.
要改变的是我们这个人
We need to be changed.
是要我们这个人被主来扩大
We have to be enlarged.
我想宽门大路是没有一个栅栏拦在那里不让我进去。
That wide gate and the broad way, there is no fence to block me from entering in.
是在乎我的拣选。
But it's on my choosing.
是我定义不要走那样的路。
I set my heart not to go on that way.
窄门小路和主的大道。
That the narrow way, the difficult way, and the highways to Zion.
也没有人能拦住我们走得上去。
And nobody can block us from going on.
也在乎我们的拣选。
It also depends on our choosing.
也是我们今天定义要跟着主走。
And also that we set our hearts to follow the Lord.
像我们的目的。
Our purpose.
不是要使西安大道变得容易走一点。
It's not that the highways to Zion is easier.
好让我能够走上。
In order that I can walk on it.
而是我这个人要被主改变。
That the Lord would change me.
我这个人要被主来扩大。
That I be enlarged by the Lord.
在这条不能改变的路上，主啊，求你让我走上去。
That on this way that cannot be changed, Lord, enable me to walk on it.
它虽然窄。
Even though it is narrow.
但它引向生命。
But it leads to everlasting life.
虽然艰难,
even though it's difficult,
但是主在那里,
but God is, the Lord is there.
让我们坚定地拣选主,
that we are steadfast in choosing the Lord.
像孙弟兄跟我们交通的, 不走容易的路。
Brothers and sisters, brother son share with us, do not walk on the easy way.
不走容易一点的路。
And not walk on the little bit easier way.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，是你先爱我们。
Lord, you first loved us.
主啊，让我们今天能够有心，主啊，要来跟着你走。
Lord, give us a heart that we want to follow you.
主啊，愿我们听到这样你在夏令会向我们所说的话。
Lord, the words that you have spoken to us at the retreat.
主啊，我们再一次把自己完全交在你的手里。
Lord, we put ourselves, lay ourselves into your hands.
求主来制作我们。
Lord, come and make us.
主啊，好使我们这一生，主啊，不偏离你的路。
That you work on us, that this life we will not go off your way.
主啊，当人人绕道而行的时候，我们能够成为走在你大道上的人。
Lord, when others go on the byways, Lord, that will walk on the highways to you.
愿主来得着我们。
Lord, obtain us.
然后每一个人在主的手里能够成为有用的人。
Lord, that every one of us will be useful in your hands.
主啊，好让你在你的家中能够找到可建造的材料。
Lord, that you will find building materials in your house.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
好，我们今天聚会就停在这。
We'll end our meeting here today.